So the Buddha wasn't afraid to go it alone. He wasn't afraid. And he went on alone. And later on, when he was quite an old man, he used to reminisce a bit about these days, and he related several interesting incidents. He related that when he was staying in the depths of the jungle all on his own, sometimes, for no apparent reason, he'd be overwhelmed by terrible fear. Those who practice meditation know that this can happen sometimes. There can be a welling up of a tremendous fear, a fear which has no apparent reason, no apparent cause, no apparent object. It isn't a fear of anything, not even a fear of death. It's just like a solid block of fear. And one can do very, very little about it. So the Buddha apparently had this sort of experience when he was all by himself in the depths of the jungle. And he told his disciples that if this experience of fear, this panic, fear and terror, as he called it, arose when he was walking, he continued walking until it subsided. If it arose when he was sitting, he continued sitting until it subsided. If it arose when he was lying down, he continued lying down until it subsided. In other words, he didn't try to escape it. He didn't try to run away with it. He let it come, he let it stay there, and he let it go away. And he did not suffer his mind, his true mind, his essential mind, to be disturbed by that experience. And then we see also the Buddha's tremendous determination to gain enlightenment. Once he'd realized what the true path was, that it led through the stages of meditation. The texts represent him as coming to Gaya, what we now call Buddha Gaya. And they represent him as sitting down on a heap of grass underneath a tree and saying to himself, "Let blood dry up, let flesh wither away, but I shall not stir from this spot till enlightenment is attained." This was the Buddha's determination. He didn't say, "Well, I'll try it for a few days and, well, if it doesn't work, well, I'll just try something else, I suppose." He said, "No, I will sit here, I will stay here, I will not stir from this spot until enlightenment has been attained." And it was with that sort of determination he did gain enlightenment. Exactly how many days and how many nights he had to sit there, we are not exactly told. But we know that it didn't happen all at once. He had to sit meditating with full determination for quite a long time. But we are told that one day when the morning dawned and when he saw the morning star shining in the east, then, taking that as his object of concentration, he did gradually gain enlightenment. And this enlightenment itself is very often represented, is very often described as a victory over Mara. Mara, the name literally means death, is a personification of all the forces of evil existing within man's own mind. All his negative emotions, his psychological conditionings, and so on. So on account of his victory over Mara, these dark forces within his own mind, the Buddha is called Marajit, the conqueror of Mara.